English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur « Apprenez l'anglais » et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. Mado est une comptable. Ce soir, elle se rend au restaurant du coin après une dure journée. Nous allons écouter sa conversation avec le serveur. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Mado est une dame célibataire. 2. Le serveur n'est pas un garçon, mais un adulte. Vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Qu'est-ce que Mado a commandé pour manger? 2. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a au menu? 3. Que boit Mado? Vous entendrez comment dire « aussi » et « non plus » en anglais pour exprimer la confirmation d'un accord. Nous allons écouter sa conversation avec le serveur.
Waiter, help me please.
That's what I'm here for. What can I do for you, madam?
I am not a madame and not your madame either. Why do you keep calling me that? I thought that was an error from you last week. But you're still doing the same thing.
Sorry, miss. So, how can I help you?
What's on the menu today?
Chicken, rice with meat, and also fufu in a ground nut soup, miss.
Okay, bring me some chicken. But I'm also not a miss, and not your miss either.
Sorry again. So, Mrs., what would you like to drink?
Just some water. By the way, I'm also not a Mrs. and not your Mrs. either.
You're right. Sorry, but how can I know whether you are married or not? You are alone and there's no ring on your finger also.
That's not your business, boy. Your job is to welcome customers, to give them seats, and to leave them in peace.
Boy? Boy? I'm not a boy. And nor your boy either. But I'm a gentleman. You may not be a madam, a miss or a missus, but you're quite rude.
I'm sorry, sir. I've just had a hard day at work.
Me too.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Mado et le serveur. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Mado est célibataire. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Le serveur n'est pas un garçon, mais un adulte. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que Mado a commandé pour manger? Elle a commandé du poulet. 2. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a au menu? Du poulet, du riz, de la viande et du foufou. 3. Que boit Mado? De l'eau. Dans la conversation, nous avons entendu Mado et le serveur employer les mots « not » et « also » fréquemment. Écoutez et répétez ces exemples.
I am not a madame. I'm also not a missus.
Le mot « not » ou « non plus » en français est utilisé pour exprimer les phrases négatives. Le mot « also » ou « aussi » en français est utilisé pour introduire un ajout. Répétez ces autres exemples. Mado was not very polite. She was also not very patient. The waiter was also not married. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue une cliente, pas très facile, face à un serveur très serviable. Nous avons aussi entendu comment dire « aussi » et « non plus » en anglais. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. What time does the show start? À quelle heure commence le spectacle? Une question essentielle, un outil qui sert à organiser les rencontres personnelles et professionnelles. What time is the meeting? What time is the interview? What time is the dinner? What time is the conference?
What time do the shows usually start?
En fait, c'est une façon très américaine de raccourcir la phrase. Grammaticalement, on devrait commencer la question par la préposition at. At what time does the show start? At what time is the meeting? At what time is the interview? Ici, Cathy va poser la question au sujet de plusieurs spectacles et de l'heure à laquelle ils commencent d'habitude. What time do the shows usually start?
What time do the shows usually start?
Usually, d'habitude ou en général.
What time do the shows usually start?
They usually start at 2 o'clock.
And when do they end?
They usually end at around 5 o'clock.
Si vous posez la question, when does it start? Ou au pluriel, when do they start? When does it start? It remplace le mot show, spectacle, au singulier. Par exemple, when does the meeting start? When does it start? Dans la phrase que vous venez d'entendre, shows, spectacle, est remplacé par le pronom au pluriel they. Si on pose la question, when does it start? Quand est-ce que ça commence? Ou au pluriel, when do they start? Il vous faudra forcément demander aussi quand est-ce que le programme finira. When does it end? Au pluriel, when do they end? When does the meeting start? When does the meeting end? When does the conference start? When does the conference end? Écoutez.
The train to Washington leaves at 7.
When do you get back to Washington?
We arrive in Washington around 11.
That's a long day.
It is, but we love going to shows. They're wonderful.
Puisque Pat Miller se rend à New York régulièrement en une journée, la question qu'on lui demande alors est When do you get back?
When do you get back to Washington?
Quand allez-vous revenir? To get back, revenir, rentrer. Écoutez et répétez à haute voix.
Listen and repeat.
11 o'clock. The train arrives in New York at 11 o'clock. Two o'clock. The shows usually start at 2 o'clock. Five o'clock. The shows usually end at around 5 o'clock. Seven o'clock. The train leaves New York at 7 o'clock. 11 o'clock. The train arrives in Washington at 11 o'clock.
'Approchons-nous de la gare. Allons au guichet pour acheter un billet. Dans le dialogue, vous entendrez « I'd like a ticket ». J'aimerais, sous-entendu, acheter. Un billet, en fait, c'est la contraction « I would like a ticket ».
« I'd like a ticket to Denver ».«
I'd like a ticket », dans laquelle il est impliqué que la personne veut acheter un billet. « I would like to buy a ticket ». Aux États-Unis, on simplifie « I'd like a ticket. Écoutez.
Listen to the conversation.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a ticket to Denver.
One way or round trip?
Round trip, please.
One moment, please. The next train leaves at 10:30. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
That'll be $60.
60 or 16?
60. 60.
En vendant le billet, le préposé a demandé « One way or round trip ?»«
One way or round trip ?»«
One way, aller simple. Round trip, Aller-retour. Écoutez de nouveau et répétez.
Listen and repeat.
The next train leaves at 10:30. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
That'll be $60.
$60 or $16?
60. 60.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Welcome to lesson number 77 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 77 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, nous retrouvons Martin Lerner sur un chantier, a construction site. Un nouveau bâtiment est en construction. Vous apprendrez à vous informer de l'emplacement de différents objets et de différents travaux sur le chantier, construction site. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Écoutons Martin Lerner. Il est en train de parler avec un contremaître sur un chantier de construction, a construction site. Il veut savoir où se passe telle ou telle activité. Écoutez bien.
Have you ever visited a construction site before?
Yes, but never a site that was so busy. How many men do you have working here?
About 100 men and women. Could we go into the office?
Not yet. I would like to look around first. Where is the office?
Over there. Do you see that green building? That's the office.
Good. What's that man standing on the corner doing?
He's in charge of the cement trucks. The trucks bring in the cement, and he shows the drivers where to put the cement.
That looks dangerous.
Everything is a little dangerous. They are very careful, though.
Where do the trucks come from?
They come from the cement factory.
Where is that?
It's about 10 miles from here. They mix the cement and then put it in the truck. The truck brings it here.
The trucks mix the cement, too, don't they?
They have to. They have to keep the cement moving or it will get hard. You see that road?
Yes. Is that where the trucks come in?
Yes. They drive in there, then go where the workers need cement. There goes a truck right now.
Where do the drivers come from? Where do they live?
They live around here. We hire local drivers.
Always?
Yes. We're a local construction company. We hire local workers, drivers, everyone.
Where do the women work?
They can work anywhere. Some of them operate equipment. You see that crane over there?
I see several cranes.
Look at the one in front of the office. It's operated by a woman. Many of the women operate equipment.
How many women work here?
Maybe 10, not very many.
Why don't you have more?
Not many women want to work in construction. We don't have many applications. That's a woman on top of the building.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either. What do you want to look at, Martin?
Everything. Mostly, I want to talk to your workers.
Which ones?
Any of them. I'm interested in people, where they work.
Well, look around. I'll introduce you to anyone.
Where is the toilet?
The toilet? It's next to the office.
Oh, I see.
I'll meet you at the office. We can go on from there.
Écoutez les questions de Martin Lerner. Il veut savoir ce qui se passe sur le chantier. Il est curieux, n'est-ce pas? Le chantier, c'est encore construction site. Et où sur le chantier? Ce qui se passe où? Where? Attention. Where do the drivers come from? D'où viennent les conducteurs? Écoutez le reste.
Where is the office? Where do the trucks come from? Where is that? Where do the drivers come from? Where do the women work? What's that man standing on the corner doing?
Pouvez-vous maintenant poser des questions pour savoir où se passe telle ou telle activité? Commencez vos questions par « where ». Martin Leneuve vous dira « Those men are working with steel ». Ces hommes travaillent avec l'acier. Et vous demanderez « Where are those men working ?» Où travaillent ces hommes-là? Où travaillent-ils? Essayez.
« Some women are driving equipment ». Those men are working with steel. The truck drivers are coming with the cement.
This is the office. Do you want to see inside?
I don't think so now. Can we see the workers outside first?
Sure. Let's walk around the site and look at all the activities.
Ne soyez pas intimidé par le vocabulaire que vous ne connaissez pas. Et je ne peux pas non plus m'attarder là-dessus, car nous avons si peu de temps. Plutôt, essayons de nous exercer sur l'essentiel de cet exercice, l'essentiel de ces leçons. Par exemple, la situation qui est assez claire, Martin Lerner est dans un chantier, il visite un chantier, a construction site, et il demande des questions au contremaître, the foreman. Foreman, foreman. C'est écrit foreman, c'est le chef, le directeur du projet, par exemple, le manager du projet. Il demande, how many men do you have working here? Combien d'hommes avez-vous qui travaillent ici? Ça, c'est du mot à mot. C'est plutôt, il y a combien d'hommes ici? Vous dirigez combien d'hommes? How many men do you have working here? Encore une autre question. How many women do you have working here? Combien de femmes travaillent ici? Where do the women work? Où travaillent les femmes? Et durant la leçon, ils indiquent plusieurs endroits où les femmes travaillent. Where do the women work? What is that man doing? Que fait cet homme? What is that man doing? Where do the trucks come from? D'où viennent les camions? Where do the trucks come from? Rappelez-vous, where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? To come from somewhere, venir de quelque part. To come from. Where do the trucks come from? Il y a plusieurs questions avec where, où. Where is the foreman, par exemple? Où est le manager du projet? Où est le contremaître? Where is the foreman? Ou bien encore, where are the engineers? Où sont les ingénieurs? Where are the workmen? Où sont les travailleurs? Encore, en suivant la question, where do the trucks come from? D'où viennent les camions? Vous entendrez répondre « About 10 miles from here ». Vous entendrez « About 10 miles from here ». Where do the trucks come from? D'où viennent les camions? Ils viennent d'à peu près 10 miles d'ici. La semaine dernière, je me suis trompée. Je vous ai dit que 1 mile faisait à peu près 2,2 km. C'était tout à fait faux. Je m'excuse. 1 mile fait 1,6 km. About 10 miles from here. Autre question pertinente qui a à voir avec le lieu ou une certaine activité. Do you see that building over there? Voyez-vous ce bâtiment là-bas? Do you see that building over there? Over there, là-bas. Do you see that flag up there? Voyez-vous ce drapeau là-haut? Up there.
And that's it for lesson number 77 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 77 d'English USA. Dans cette leçon, vous vous êtes exercé à demander des questions à propos de personnes, leurs activités, ce qu'elles sont en train de faire, l'emplacement d'un endroit ou d'un objet, et ainsi de suite. Continuez à vous exercer tout seul ou toute seule, à haute voix ou entre amis. English USA, diffusé en direct de Washington. Practice hard. Until next time. Goodbye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait.
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bonjour et bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have a wonderful guest with me today. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Kadiatou Traoré. I'm a host of Malikura.
She is the host of Malikura, which is our program in the Bambara language. From which country?
Mali.
Mali. And I have invited Kadiatou in order to honor one of the great poets of this country, Maya Angelou. And we're going to honor her by choosing a few of her poems, and I'm kind of putting Kadiatou on the spot because she is going to choose a poem among the ones I have given her. Which one would you like to choose? I think I've given you a few of there.
Yeah, Michelle, I'm going to choose Human Family.
Human Family, La Famille Humaine. Interesting title.
And
we're going to ask our engineer to accompany Kadiatou, who is from Mali. So, of course, we have to play music from her country. So go ahead, let's hear a verse.
Okay.
Yes.
I've sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land. I've seen the wonders of the world, not yet one common man. I note the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike.
Unalike.
Unalike.
Not easy at all to read poetry.
Absolutely, Michelle. I've seen the wonders of the world.
J'ai vu toutes les merveilles du monde.
Not yet one common man.
Pas encore un homme, one kind of man that's the same.
Same.
Then she says, I note the obvious differences. Donc elle fait la remarque qu'il y a des différences très évidentes.
Between each sort and type.
Entre chaque type de personne.
Et chaque
genre de
gens. Entre chaque type et chaque genre de personne.
Voilà.
Mm-hmm. But we are more alike, my friends.
I love that sentence.
That's beautiful, Michelle.
Mais nous sommes beaucoup plus semblables, mes amis.
Than we are unalike.
Que différents.
Que différents.
Et ça, c'est la grande conclusion. Yeah. That's the big conclusion,
exactly.
I believe, of this poem.
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you for choosing this particular one first.
Thank you, Michelle.
I think that's
welcome.
A wonderful idea. Uh-huh. to Anglais Télé. Bonjour, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. Je m'appelle Michel Joseph. You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. And I have with me my colleague...
Kadiatou Traoré.
Kadiatou Traoré from the Malikoura program. She's one of the hosts of the Bambara
show, which is called Malikoura.
Absolutely. And we are... looking at the poems of Maya Angelou, who has just left us, mm-hmm. who is a great American poet, a woman. And Kadiatou had already looked at The Human Family. And I'm going to start with another one here, and we're going to share this together.
Okay.
I'm going to read some of the poem called Still I Rise, et toujours je continue de me lever.
Okay.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise.
Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells bumping in my living room.
Ooh. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, still I'll rise.
Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries.
Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard? 'Cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard.
You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like her, I'll rise.
Okay, well, I think this is a powerful poem. She really uses strong words. Did you understand everything?
On my understanding, Michelle, I can say... Maya Angelou was a big, big poet, and she coming from a long way to becoming like a poet now, because she lived, you know, the black woman on American society, what they did, what they do in general. To get that freedom.
So the suffering and the pain.
Exactly. And through all of that, I think her mind was working as a poet to express special things from that society, that community, black community. And it's very, very... very, very strong what she want to express here. When I read it, I see too much thing through that. You may write me down in history.
Absolutely. In fact, nearly every stanza has its own...
Exactly.
...story.
Mm-hmm. You may trod me in the very dirt. Because she expresses through her writing, it's so much things who is happening to that community.
Absolutely.
Especially a black woman, you know, is a very, 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 very special things. What happened to the woman? What happened to that community in this society?
Absolutely. Let's hold that thought. We're very grateful for Kadiatou.
Exactly.
We'll be right back in Anglais Télé. Thank you.